Cape Talk.
DIY. A little later than normal, my apologies for that. There are a few things quite as satisfying as pulling off a great DIY project, especially when someone asks you where you bought that thing that you've actually just made. Whether you're making your own scatter cushions, fixing a faulty appliance, installing a grey water system in your garden, whatever it is, this is the segment where we like to give you advice on how to make the best of your own time and energy and save some money DIY. I'm delighted to say we're joined in studio today by Brights Hardware and Ambassador Isabel Barents. She's also the interior decorator on DSTV's home makeover show, Maplek or Fiona. And Isabel is going to share some clever DIY tips with us for getting your home ready for summer. She's also happy to take your questions on 021-446-0567. You can also send an SMS to 31567. Isabel, it's lovely to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. It's wonderful to be here. I'm very excited.
We are excited to have you. Before we start talking DIY, won't you just tell us a little bit about your business? I believe it's called Love Lemon Interiors.
Yes, Love Lemon Interiors was my baby. This started about 5 years ago when I needed a creative outlet. I used to be in a very corporate environment. And I did a course in interior decorating and first off just started doing consultations for people, and that just grew organically into a business where I now do full decor services from conception to implementation and those final styling details that we normally see on magazine covers.
Okay, so you make anything from a home to an office block look beautiful, obviously on a budget and under time pressure. It's got to be difficult. How do you marry your own taste and what you think and what you know is going to look good in a space with a client's needs and demands? What if somebody asks you for something that you think is in terrible taste? What do you do?
That is a big part of my job as a decorator, to guide people in the right direction, but to find out what it is that they really like and then pair that with my, I would say maybe common sense with what will work and what not. Often I have to tell a client, you know what, that's just not going to work. But at the end of the day, that's their space.
Yeah.
And if they want it a certain way, I try my best to do it justice.
You must be an absolute diplomat to negotiate those conversations, I have to say. Now, let's talk a little bit about the season change. We're heading into summer. It is time to shrug off the heavy wraps and blankies and things we've got thrown over the couches and start freshening up the space. Let's talk a little bit about the trends for the season. There are trends in decor just as there are in fashion. What's big at the moment?
I love the current trends in the decor for summer because it's all about bright colors and colorful floral prints, pairing, you know, a bright blue with yellow. That's my style. So I love working with it. So I'm glad that the trends are moving in that direction. So we see pairing of colors such as emerald green, royal blue, salmon pink, or a bright yellow with, say, for instance, charcoal background or all white and black interior just with the pops of these bright colors. Metallics are also hot right now, but you don't need to stick to one metallic anymore. You don't need to decide whether you're going to go with silver or gold. You can actually combine it. So use rose gold with German silver and copper all together. And that's especially great when you have an interior that's more industrial looking, but you want to zhuzh it up a bit, you know, make it a little bit more classy than just your raw brick and exposed trusses.
Like that. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm interested to hear you say florals because we've seen a lot of floral coming back in fashion trends as well. And when you're talking florals, are you talking big, bold?
There you can go with what your taste is. I think most people like to go for bold prints in summertime. Soft florals, maybe it can look a little bit dated, but if you don't feel comfortable with big, bright, and bold patterns, then something smaller is perfectly fine.
Okay. When we talk florals, I also immediately think indoor plants to go with them. And obviously,
absolutely,
with everyone struggling or giving up on gardens given the water shortage, I think for some people, the default is one small plant inside in a plot that's easy, in a pot that's easier to manage. Is that part of the look this year?
Yes, definitely. And I I find that people don't have enough plants indoors. If you really don't have green fingers or you want to save on water, there are fantastic fake plants out there. You just need to go and look for them. Now, I know some people will be rolling their eyes at me right now, but keep an open mind. If you take a plastic plant that looks good, spend a little bit of money on it because it'll last many years, and pot it the way you would pot a real plant. Put it in a pot with soil and some bark on top, and a lot of people won't notice the difference.
So that tells me that there are those high quality, really realistic ones out there, because I think we're all picturing right now the really cheap, funny sort of palm frond thing that an ancient aunt had in her house that looks horribly fake. When you say it's worth spending money on, I mean, what would you spend on a really high quality indoor plant like that?
You can get a good sized, I'm going to say like a tree or, you know, a bigger shrub for maybe R1,500, which is maybe double what you would spend on the same looking size plant in a nursery. But obviously it's going to last much longer and it won't use any water.
Okay.
Which is what we want to do right now
exactly,
in Cape Town.
That's a smart solution. Okay, an email question has come through. Just a reminder, if you want to call to ask Isabel a question, the number's 021-446-0567. An email from Pam looking for advice as follows. She has a polycarbonate roof over her sunroom and wonders, is there anything that she can stick on inside to filter the sun a bit? She doesn't want blinds. She was thinking perhaps mirror film, but she doesn't know whether it's going to stick properly. What would you recommend for trying to filter out the sun through that roof?
I would try and rather say, instead of trying to stick something on it, because that can go really wrong if you don't do it properly or professionally, try and put something up that's between your space, your room, and this roof, to sort of trap the heat that's coming through. You can look at something fabric-wise, like a drapery, that can create a wonderful atmosphere. But then the drapery won't take a lot of the heat out. It will maybe only cool it down slightly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, look at something like an indoor thatch roof. That will keep a lot of the heat out. And then you can also maybe put some insulation between the thatch roof and your actual ceiling.
Okay, some advice for you there, Pam. I hope it's helpful. A question from somebody on the SMS line asking about a kitchen renovation. We know that can be one of the most expensive renovations in the home, but also one of the most effective in terms of really shutting it up. This person is really working on a budget, saying, I've got 1,500 rand to spend. I'd like to spend it shutting up my kitchen a little bit. What would you recommend with such a limited budget?
Well, first of all, make sure that all your cabinet doors and everything's working properly, because if a door is hanging skew, it's just never going to look good. But what she can do is she can change her handles of the doors. You know, if you've got silver handles, maybe buy something that's coppery or like in a completely different style, something that makes a statement. Otherwise, try and change your backsplash instead of changing the cupboards. You can, most people have either wall, plastered wall or tiles, and you can paint it in a accent color that will make a big difference. Otherwise, bring in one or two big bright decor items, a red kettle or a big yellow vase, or just something that draws the eye away from the boring cupboards that you can't change for that amount of money. And also a light fixture. Buy a nice chandelier. Who says you can't have a chandelier in
the
kitchen?
Why not? At least you'll feel like a super chef for the rich and famous. I'm going to ask you to pop your headphones on, Isabel, because we have a caller on the line with a question for you. Helen in Hermanus, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I wanted to find out, do you use wall hangings, quilted wall hangings at all in any of your decor? Because it used to be a very popular thing, and a lot of people have bought those for that purpose. And I wondered if you use those anymore.
Interesting question, Helen. Thanks for calling in. Isabel, do you?
Thank you, Helen. Yes, we do in certain settings. I've actually just helped a client renovate her house, and she's got a beautiful tapestry, and it just goes so well with her classic looking furniture that it fits in. But try and use the colors in your quilt and in your tapestry, and pull it throughout the rest of the room. Try not to mix your styles. You can't pair that with a modern looking house. So stick to your style and it will fit in.
That is really the credo to take away from today's DIY segment. Isabel, it's been lovely to have you with us. If listeners would like to contact you via your business, what's the website they should look for?
It's Love Lemon, and that love is L-O-V-E, lemon.co.za.
Isabel Barents, Bright's Hardware Ambassador and Love Lemon Interiors, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.